Greg, you have a lot of shorts on your resume. Short films, mm-hmm. not shorts.
Right.
It's a big difference. What do you prefer? This is your first feature, correct? If I'm not mistaken, so...
I mean, I love the feature format, and that's definitely been a dream of mine to work in this format and something I'd hope to do in the future again. I think short films are fantastic. I do see them as a different art form, though, and it's a great learning tool, obviously, but I definitely like working in features.
It's interesting. You were talking about you went to DePaul, and a lot of people also say, hey, do I have to go to film school if I want to make movies? And I always say you don't have to, but I've learned over the years that the benefits you get from film school are a network of people.
That's exactly
and connections
true.
When you come out. And that's pretty invaluable, isn't it?
Well, that's the only reason this movie got made. Yeah. So I definitely attest to that, yeah. And so, access to equipment, too. And there's other resources, of course. But, yeah, the network that you come out of it with is invaluable.
So Cow Lamp Films, does that have anything to do with Mrs. O'Leary's cow or the Chicago Fire? Where does that name
you
come
hit
from?
The nail
I saw
on
that
the head,
in the...
Actually,
okay.
Cow Lamp Film is a branch of Questar Entertainment, which is a distributor based in Chicago. And Cow Lamp is their indie film division. We were lucky to get in when we were just starting up, and they've taken us under their wings, and we're now available on streaming platforms worldwide.
Very nice. So what's next for Otto Sharp? I think you said you wrote like 80 songs for this film. What do you do with all that music you write? I assume you keep it, obviously, but do you ever write something you go, oh, this has to be in something somewhere, and push it for other projects, or what do you do with that music?
I mean, I guess it'll always be there, but I'm actually a musician under S.G. Goodman, and so I am primarily focused on that project. So, I mean, if I get another opportunity to do a film score, you know, if the time is there, I'll do my best. But it's my original music is a lot different from what you see on Olympia, but so it was a nice break to go back into more of a pop element, whereas my personal project is Southern infused indie rock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. You watch, is it easier to write songs when you're seeing a picture and emotions playing out, or is it easier if it just comes from in here?
I would say that seeing the movie, you know, definitely gave us some guidance, especially with the pacing. I think, you know, knowing at what speed the song needs to be to match the edits and to really, like, you can either really slow down a movie with a score, speed it up. You know, there's a definite timing situation that you have to be aware of with that. So it was like working within those restraints was actually pretty freeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's kind of a juxtaposition there, but I like the way you put that. This is great, guys. Thanks for making the drive up to or from Chicago. I know it's a long trip, and
I love coming up to Wisconsin.
Do you?
Yeah, just here a few weeks ago. So
we welcome Chicago people.
Yeah, good.
I'm a former Chicago person. Thanks a lot for being here. Good luck with
the
film.
Thank you. Yeah.